Thursday night, December 10th, 2009, Psych Torah Institute, Rabbi Shmuel Singer, Shirut Rosh Hashiva, Mishmar, Musar based on the parsha given by Rabbi Yaakov Warbowski, for Shabbos Hanukkah, Shabbos Parsha Svayeshev Tashin Ayin 5770.
The well-known Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos Daf Kavav from Beis, says, "My Hanukkah." Gemara's question: what's Hanukkah all about? The Mishnah refers to near Hanukkah. The Gemara says, "What's Hanukkah all about?" And then the Gemara goes on to tell the story, the famous story, Tanu Rabbanan Bechafei BeKislev Yomei Hanukkah Tzmaninun, that there's 8 days of Hanukkah beginning with 25th day of Kislev. And the Gemara describes Kshenichnusu Yivan Heichol, when the Yivanim entered the Heichol. Timu kol hashmanim, they defiled, they made tame and purified all the oil. Shev heichol ukshegavra malchus beis chashmonai, and when the kingdom of beis chashmonai gained the upper hand, it was victorious. Venitzchum was victorious over them, defeated them. Bad kulamatzol pach echad shel shemen, they searched and they only found one pach, one flask of oil. Shayemunach b'chosam shel gadol, that was resting sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. They knew it was tahor. V'oibol halakim echad, and they only had enough oil to light, to kindle for one night, one day. Nasa bones ligvul shmenas shmoinas shmona yam. And nes happened, and it lit for 8 days. This is the nes of Hanukkah. The Gemara says, "L'shana acheres." In the following year, Kiva'um, they established those 8 days as a permanent fixture on the calendar. Va'asom yomim tovim b'halel v'hoda, and they yom tovim with for halel and for hoda. V'halel and for hoda. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah," and tells the story of the days of the oil. We open the siddur. We say to talk about how in. We talk about Hanukkah in our tefillos. When do we describe Hanukkah in tefillos? In the Al-Nisim that we say in the Shema Esrei on Hanukkah. If you look in Al-Nisim, Al-Nisim does not at all describe the nes of the Shemen. It may or may not be a reference to it at the very end, V'liku neiros b'chatzos kachecha, which may have to do with that. It certainly doesn't, at most is a oblique reference to the nes, not mentioning the nes, the fact there was nes at all. Instead, it focuses at length on the nes of the milchama, the fact that we were zocha to have a victory in war. Rabban b'miatim, tamei b'atorim, sham zadikim, tamei b'atoskis v'secha. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Yevanim wanted to eliminate our Torah, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'vim dantezim nakamtes masam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped us fight back, and he waged our war for us, and we were able to prevent the Yevanim from destroying us and destroying our Torah. So how come in the Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara says Ma'ay Chanukah and talks only about the nes of what happened? Oh, Kish Nitzchu Yevanim. After Kish Nitzchu, the Chashmonaim say Yevanim. After the Chashmonaim defeated the Yevanim, then they had this nes with the Pach HaShemen, and the Al Nis, and the only thing we discuss is the other nes, the nes of the Mechama, the victory of the Mechama. It's another question. The Gemara at the end, in the same sugya, the brisa that I just read, concludes with the phrase, L'shana acheres kiva'um v'asom yom tovim b'halav hoda. They were koveya, they established, Chazal established the days of Hanukkah as a yontif for halal and hoda. Halal is praise, hoda is thanksgiving. So what's the difference in halal and hoda? So Rashi says, halal and hoda is both a reference to things we say in the tefillos. Elikros halal v'lomar al-nisim v'hoda. To say halal, to read halal, and to say al-nisim in the bracha of hoda and shema esrei. So it's reference to, Rashi points out that is specifically not a yontif for isra malacha, it's not a yontif in the classic sense. Rather, the yontif is defined as a day of halal and hoda. That's what Chanukah is all about. It's about halal and hoda. It's the yom, that's what Gemara says. So kvom yom tov mahalal v'hoda. Let's then discuss, think about what Halal and Hodah are all about, and what's the difference in Halal and Hodah. So one are about Halal, and maybe it's just a little halachic background to this. The Tosa says in Maseches Sukkah that women are, assumes that women are chayavos. The Mishnah says in Maseches Sukkah that women are pturos from mitzvah Halal, woman did not have to say hello, because it's a mitzvah she has my grandma, just like shofar, just like sukkah, lulav. Women are pturos. For many of those mitzvahs, they have opted, you know, the practice among women is to attempt to do them, to go lengths to them even. But they're not mechuyavos. A mitzvah is called a mitzvah shel zman grama, a time-bound positive commandment. Halal is an example of that. Halal women are pturos from halal. That's clear in the Mishnah. Tosa says there's an exception to that. The exception is the halal of Leil HaSeder. The halal of Leil HaSeder, just like women are chayavos, and they have to drink dalat kosos. The Gemara says Maseches Pesachim because afi noyi ba'osu anis. Since women who also were either involved in or benefited from the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they have to celebrate and fulfill the mitzvah of dalat kosos. Tosfos says they also have to celebrate and fulfill the mitzvah of halal on the Seder night. So I saw a shtick, a Dvar Torah written by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In which he raised the issue. No, he doesn't raise the issue. He deals with it. The issue was raised before him. I forgot which one, the Acharonim raised the issue. That in light of that, women should also be chayav and halal on Hanukkah. Because why?
Because they were involved in the Nes.
Because the Gemara says the women are chayav with Neiros Hanukkah. The women have an obligation to light Neiros Hanukkah. Why? Because the same reason, same rationale. Afinayi Boson Nes, same rationale for which the Gemara Pesachim says women were obligated in the mitzvah of Dalakosos. Is the very same reason for which women are obligated in Mitzvah Chanukah. So, if Tosa says that the same star applies to Hallel for the Leil HaSeder, it should also apply to Hallel and Chanukah. So it should be, one should conclude that women are Chayavos and Hallel and Chanukah. And Shulzan points out that it doesn't sound that way. The Gemara doesn't say that, the Shulchan doesn't say that, the Rishon doesn't say that. You expect that to be pointed out somewhere, and it's not. So he assumes they're not chayavos and halal and Chanukah. But the question is, why not? What's wrong with the logic we just presented? Afinei Avos Nes applies to Chanukah. Afinei Avos Nes is mechayev halal leil seder. So Afinei Avos Nes should create an obligation of women to halal and Chanukah as well. The principle that women benefited from and participate in the miracle of Neir Chanukah should obligate them in the midst of halal. So Shulzan points out, what he ends up pointing out, not so much what he does with it, but we'll mention that as well, that if you look at Hallel is fundamentally different than Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is, we know, Pirsumanis, Pirsumanisa. You heard the expression, Pirsumanisa. It's a way of publicizing the Nes of Chanukah. We'll get maybe shortly to the language of the Rambam. Everyone, when we light Ner Chanukah, we are, by lighting these candles, where it's not just... We're not just making light, we are announcing and publicizing the Nes of Hanukkah. The candles represent the miracle of the Hanukkah candles, of the candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a correlation. There's an association. Hallel, if anyone reads Hallel, you'll realize that there's virtually no specificity in Hallel. Very, very little. Hallel doesn't talk about specific Nisim at all. In fact, it doesn't talk very much about too much specifics, anything. It talks very broadly, most of the Brachim Hallel, about how Hashem deserves praise. You'll see, maximum, Ma'ashir Hashem Kol Tag Melo Mi Alai. That's, other than that, you just have Hod Hashem Tov Kitov Kili Olam Chasto. Hallel Hashem Kol Goyim Shabachu Kol Am Kiyavad Levar Lenu Chasto. Etc. Go through the Pesuk of Hallel. Very, very general, broad. Hashem's chesed is forever. Everyone praise Hashem. Hashem does everything. That's basically what Hallel is, over and over again, in different words. And everyone should praise Hashem. And Hashem does. I mean, not to minimize the difference in the words. And every word is part of the Tehillim Baruch HaKadosh. Obviously, there's a reason for everything. But in the broader sense, that's what the theme of Hallel. That's more or less what the themes of Hallel are. There's some more details here and there, but that's what much of Hallel is. So it's interesting. You'd think if there's a mitzvah to say Hallel, why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? Because it's part of a general principle that we say Hallel at the time of the Nes. Because the Nes happens in Klai, so it promises Hallel. But the Hallel doesn't say anything about the Nes. We say Hallel on Chanukah, but Hallel doesn't. There's no thing in Hallel about Chanukah. Of course, nothing in Hallel about Chanukah. Hallel was from Tehillim, was before Chanukah. But there's nothing about Hallel Chanukah, about Chanukah in Hallel. So why do we say at this very generic halacha of Hanukkah, which you think we say something specifically related to Hanukkah. So the point is, Avraham Mazal, in fact, Halal is not pursuing Nisa, because there's no mention of Halal of the Nase of Hanukkah. He says, only Nase, historical Nase that's mentioned in Halal is what? Betzei Shalom in Mitzrayim, Mase Akal Man Lois. See, it's Mitzrayim, it's the only one. So the Halal that I say there is Taka Pursume Nisa, is in fact Pursume Nisa, because Halal actually refers to Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's why there's an element of specifically Pursume Nisa, the Nase of Yitzis Mitzrayim in Halal, and that's why Afi Noy, the principle of Afi Noy Bonais, can obligate women not just in Dalakosos, which has a specific, direct association with the freedom of Mitzrayim, not just with Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim, not just with Neiros Chanukah and Halal, all of which directly associate with the Mitzvah, but with the Nase, but also the Halal of the Seder night, because that directly is as a direct reference, and therefore can publicize the Nase of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But no other Nisim does it publicize. Then that's just big. That's why I wanted to point out the Halachic suggestion of Shlomo Zalman. That just begs the question. So why was it Halal of Chanukah exactly? It's nothing to do specifically with Chanukah. So clearly, what this is telling us is that when we say Halal Chanukah, we're not specifically praising Hashem for the next of Chanukah. We're praising Hashem for everything, for Kilo Elam Chasto, Hol Hashem Kilo Elam Chasto, for everything that the Kosh Baruch Hu always helps us with, for everything that happens in the world. And it's the Nisim, such as those of Chanukah, which prompt us to the realization, even though we should realize it all the time, but which are demonstrate to us that this is not that the Nisim are just a blip on the broad picture of history, but they're meant to demonstrate to us that Kosh Baruch Hu is really, just like Kosh Baruch Hu can take this oil and make it burn for 8 days, which is entirely miraculous and breaks the laws of nature, so Kosh Baruch Hu made the laws of nature, and Kosh Baruch Hu is the only reason the laws of nature, quote unquote, exist, is because the Kosh Baruch Hu is electing to run the world in a certain system that we can measure and relate to and predict. That was Kosh Baruch Hu b'chachmaso made a world that's predictable. It's chesed. You know, if we would jump up and we would land or not land, that would be a very difficult world to live in. So Kosh Baruch Hu has a world that made the world with laws of physics, but that's only because the Kosh Baruch Hu decides at every given moment to run the world that way. A proof in the pudding is that he can decide not to. Right? That's what he did on the Hanukkah. He decided, now I'm going to break the laws of physics. No problem, no sweat. Because the laws of physics is the Kosh Baruch Hu's will at that moment anyway. This is the principle the Ramban points out in various places. Famous Ramban, the Ramban in the Parshas Bo makes the point of this, and he elaborates it elsewhere, that Nisim HaGdolim, that's a mode of Nisim HaNistarim, that the Nisim HaGluyim, the public Nisim, the obvious Nisim, are not meant to just be one small, meant to be occasional events that are celebrated. They're there to show us about what's going on really all the time. And every so often, Shmarach Hu, sort of pulls the curtain back a little bit to make it obvious to us that he's the one who's running the show. But he really is running the show all the time. So those occasions in which we should be saying Halal, not specifically for the Nase of Hanukkah, for the specific Nase that we experienced, but for Nisim in general, and for Hol Hashem Kido, Kilom Chasto, for everything. For Mashiach Hashem Kol Tag Mo'elai. And for all the things that we pray, for everything that happens, for everything that we have in our life, for each and every second, Kol Rega Rega, Kol Neshim Hashem Tal Laka, for every each and every second breath of life that we have, and each and every chesed that Kosh Baruch Hu does us at all time, every moment, that's something we have to praise Hashem for. But we don't praise Hashem for it each and every day. We are supposed to specifically go out of our way to praise Hashem for it when we're prompted by a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate power. Now, the truth is, this is specifically relevant for Hanukkah because the other say it's also, but I think the Maral is usually attributed to the Maral. Maral deals with the well-known question of the question that many people might know, that the question that Beis Yosef asked. Beis Yosef asked the question, how come Hanukkah is 8 days long? Right? Because after all, they had enough shaman oil to last one night, so the miracle was for 7 nights. The first night wasn't a miracle, that was expected. 7 days. How come the Nes of Chanukah is 8 days?
It was a miracle because the fact that they even found the flask of oil.
Right, so that's one of the Terutzim. So there are Mesos has three Terutzim. There have been tens of Terutzim, hundreds of Terutzim offered over the years. The people that have collected the Sfarim with Terutzim with
the one that I'm familiar with is that it's no less a miracle that oil burns. That he could have made
right.
You know, whatever.
Right.
Vinegar burn, whatever. Right. The fact that it says so.
That's the Gemara Barachni Mendoza. It's the same principle we're trying to point out
right.
here.
What is that principle?
It's a miracle that we think that it's like we already take it for granted that oil should burn. But that's a miracle in and of itself. It doesn't have to be that way.
Okay.
So that's, you know.
The other is that when you first light it, oil starts to disintegrate. It didn't start, well, it starts to extinguish. It didn't start extinguishing yet.
All sorts of Terutzim.
All of them.
There are plenty of them.
For everyone, there's 10.
But the Maral has a few. But one of them that he has is he says that the first day, he says like this. He says, let me see if I can find it in a second. I can't find it. Remember exactly how he says it. He says like this. No, actually, I'm sorry, between two things. That the morale deals with that question. One of the favorites in that question, I'm between two parts of the morale. My apologies. The way he deals with that question actually is to say that he thinks that the shaman went down one only burnt 1/8 as fast. That's why he deals with that question. So each day, we read the next morning, they saw there was a miracle. So one of the theories in that question that people say is also that the we're commemorating specifically the nace of the Muhammad. That's why we add the first. But what Ramal says, but sorry, I confused two different columns in the Ramal. Ramal then has the second question. That's one point. But the Ramal then has the second question. He says that it's strange that we have a commemoration of Doros for the nace of the Pach Shemen. That's what Mar says. Machanak is the nace kavur. But strange we have such a commemoration of Doros. Why is it strange? The Shmaruch made it possible for us to do a mitzvah. Okay, very nice. How does that affect us? That was a one-time event. So it should make it possible for us to do a mitzvah. So that was not something that affects us. That affected them doesn't continue to affect us. It and altogether, he says we make a yantif for the ability to do a mitzvah. That's a little strange. Hashem gives us
mitzvahs. What was the mitzvah? The Eish Tamid?
The mitzvah of Halakas Neiros in the Mikdash.
Halakas Neiros in the Mikdash. Okay.
Right. So he says like this. He says that the point of the, of course, the primary purpose and the primary basis for the, this may go back to connect to the previous question also, of the 8 days, although he doesn't. Okay, we'll leave that. The reason why we have the Hallel celebration of Chanukah is not specifically because of the nace, the shaman of the menorah. It's not because of that. It's because of the nace of the Muhammad, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu rescued us. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved the future Jewish people was at stake. The future of Klal Yisrael was at stake. The future of Torah was at stake. The Yevanim were making an attempt literally to wipe Torah off the map. To wipe Judaism off the map. That would be the end of Klal Yisrael. And it was only because of the Hashem's help, helping with the mysterious nefesh of some relatively small group of individuals who rebelled and fought back against Yevanim and against all odds and then gathered support and then built up and then Kadosh Baruch Hu helped us beat back the Yevanim entirely and recapture the Mikdash and salvage Judaism. That's basically what happened. So that's why we have a celebration of Chanukah, because of what happened with the Muhammad. So why then does the Gemara say my Chanukah? Is the Gemara asked my Chanukah? What was the purpose of Chanukah? Why, based on what do we have Chanukah? And the Gemara says, as we cited before, the reason why we have Chanukah, the reason for Chanukah is because of the nace of the Pach HaShemen. So he says no. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says my Chanukah al eiz nace kavua, based on which nace was a nikba. Means it like this. That the real purpose of Chanukah is because of the Nitzachon, because of the victory in the war. But victory in the war, notwithstanding its notwithstanding the surprise, notwithstanding the fact that it was the unexpectedness of it, could always be attributed to natural forces. You know, they were brave, which they were. You know, they were brave. They were clever. I'm sure all that was true. You know, the Hashmonaim knew how to fight, and you come up with all sorts of military and political reasons why they're able to be victorious. And I was surprised. Okay, this happens. So it wouldn't have been directly attributed to the Yad Hashem. What made it obvious to the whole world that it was Yad Hashem, and they couldn't have established a Yontif except when it was something that was obvious, that it was an obvious demonstration of Yad Hashem. What made the Nes of the Melchama an obvious demonstration of Yad Hashem was when the punctuation mark to that Nes was they went into the Nes HaMikdash and they lit the oil for one day and it would last for 8 days. And that was a miraculous, that was totally a supernatural. And that demonstrated the entire process was made it obvious to everyone that the entire process was clearly Yad Hashem. It wasn't any natural. You couldn't explain it with a natural military explanation, with the political explanation. It was clearly meant to be Yad Hashem. Everything's Yad Hashem. But that was what demonstrated that what was going on there was Yad Hashem. The truth is, that's true of not only that specific Nes, which was Nes of Muhammad, which at least was surprising. But it's true in everything. It's true in everything we have in life. Everything is Yad Hashem. Any hatzlacha we have in everything is Yad Hashem. So what happens like this, that the Nes, the Hodah that we say is specifically in Al HaNisim, that is specifically, back to our earlier questions, why in the Al HaNisim do we talk about specifically the Nes of the Melchama and the Gemara says Mayachanak and the Nes of the Pach Hashem? Because the Melchama, the Hodah, what we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for is the Melchama. That's really what we gained out of Hanukkah. That's the Hodah is for. Hodah is recognition. That's what we're recognizing, that we're thanking Hashem for, that's what we're recognizing Hashem's help in. But when the Gemara says, Ba'chanukah, Misal Eiz Nes Kavua, what was the basis, based on what? What allowed Chazal almost, what prompted Chazal to make a Yontif? Hashem helps all the time. What made it obvious that this was Yad Hashem in the Siyat, there was an obvious Siyat Nishmaya, obviously divine help? That was the Nes of the Pach Hashem. And that's how there is a Hallel and Hodah. That's possibly why Hallel is a focus on Chanukah in general, but whenever there's a Nes. But that's why a Nes prompts Hallel, because the point of a Nes, specific in general, and specifically in Chanukah, it's highlighted, the point of the Nes was not so much the Nes in and of itself. Whenever Hashem does a Nes, it's not so much. Sometimes Hashem just does a Nes because it's necessary for us to accomplish a specific goal. But what we're supposed to learn from Nesim is not to recognize the wonder of the Nes itself, but to recognize what it tells us about Hashem's assistance and Hashem's chesed in every aspect of life. So it makes perfect sense that on Chanukah, when we say this, we should say Hallel, not specifically as Hodah for the Nes of Chanukah. That's Hodah, that's Hallel and Hodah. We have to have Hodah for the Nes of Chanukah, and we have to use that as a springboard for Hallel for Kol HaNisim. The Rambam, let's close with this. The Rambam writes very striking language in the second. The end of the Chanukah, towards the end. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chavivi Ad Me'od. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is very, 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 very precious, very dear. Right. I'm not saying any other mitzvah. Chavivi Ad Me'od, extremely precious. Klal Yisrael, the Rambam usually almost inevitably, everything he says in the Rambam, not everything, but the vast majority of things he says in the Rambam is basically lifted from Chazal. He's organizing the Divrei Chazal. And sometimes he goes in verbatim, sometimes he rewrites it, but basically everything is his interpretation, at least, of what it says in the Chazal. It's not so clear where this quote is from. Unfortunately, I'm trying to figure out where the Rambam got this formulation from. But you can almost feel the Rambam's excitement here. Mitzvah Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi Ad Me'od. Such a precious mitzvah. Klal Yisrael have an excitement and a love for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is still true today. And people have to be very careful with it. Kedei lehodia hanes ulehosif b'shvacha kel v'odoy lehonisim sh'asalanu. Which I think, meant me both, lehodia hanes, to tell everyone about the nes, person of nes, ulahosef v'shvach hakel, and to be mosif in shavach, in praise Hashem, and hodayelo, and thanks Hashem, al hanisim sh'asalano. Note, first of all, he changes from hodia hanes to nisim sh'asalano. Singular to plural. Could be this is the this is what he means. The hodia the nes, specifically the nes of Ner Chanukah, and to be mosif, and therefore to prompt to, within ourselves, in addition to cause ourselves to have a greater appreciation and a greater degree of praise and thanks to Hashem for all the nisim that he does for us. It shouldn't be isolated specifically on the nes of Chanukah. We should focus on the nes of Chanukah and use that as a reminder to us and as inspiration for a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's al nisim shebechol yom imanu, al vasech v'tavsech shebechol yom imanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always doing nisim nefos for us. In this, I didn't get a chance to look this up, but in the Sif Seichayim, he quotes from the Altar of Kelm, that the Altar of Kelm thought that this Rambam, we just think, we often can presume Anissa as outwardly oriented, that's to show it to the outside, which is true. We're supposed to try to demonstrate it to the public. But he says, it's not just that, it's for ourselves also. To ourselves. We're supposed to use the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah to remind ourselves and to use the physical manifestation of the Neiros burning and the chavivas and our involvement in the Neiros, you know, which is the excitement, not just to light the Neiros, but to light the Neiros and think about, remind ourselves of the Neiros, to tell ourselves about the Neiros, and to remind ourselves about the Neiros, and thereby, for ourselves, which is what it sounds like, not just the hosif, other people should be mosif shevach, we should be mosif shevach. He writes that if someone lights Ner Chanukah and writes those through the motions and isn't thinking about the Nisim of Chanukah, isn't thinking about Shevach and Adayat Hashem, so, I can't say he hasn't done a mitzvah, he has, but he's lost the main point. The point of the Ner Chanukah, certainly says more than some other mitzvahs, because it's very much part and parcel of the mitzvah of Chanukah is all about, because the point of Chanukah in general is for the Halav Odah. And that's very much, it's interesting, the Gemara says in Shabbos, from Yom Tov and Halav Odah. So Gemara doesn't say Kivom Yom Tovim Ner Chanukah L'Halal Hoda, right? It was like, what are all things we do on Chanukah? We have Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. We have Halal Hoda. If you ask anyone, what's the primary aspect of Chanukah? They'll say Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, right? Anyone will say that because everyone knows that's the main thing, main Mitzvah Chanukah. You wouldn't describe Chanukah as a yontif that's L'Halal Hoda specifically, but I think the Hinei Advarim that Ner Chanukah is also Halal Hoda. The Rambam is saying here that Halal Hoda is the theme of Chanukah. The special action that we do, besides like we actually say Halal and Hoda and davening, the special action that we do to try to inspire us towards Halal Hoda is the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. And the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is the Mitzvah Chaviv Amod, and we have to take inspiration from it. But that's what's there for. It's there to inspire us to Halal Hoda, and Halal Hoda is both Hoda on the Nes of Chanukah, which deserves Hoda unto itself, the salvation of us, not just the physical salvation, the success in the war in the physical sense, but primarily the fact the salvation of the Torah Judaism, which was in danger, this was where Klai Yisrael was centered. This was it. This was, you know, was the, certainly primarily, at least not entirely, but primarily, you know, which was in grave danger at that point in time, and more generally, l'hal akash baruch hu kol nisim hol Hashem kido kilelam chasta.
Oh, yeah.
Shkaya.